Hey guys, it's the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the podcast that is your official source for a 2019 holiday gift guide.
For a?
Yeah, it's not the. It's not like the end all guide. It's just a guide.
It's just an official source for one guide.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, so we just wanted to give you guys a heads up that as we roll into this holiday season, we may skip a podcast every now and then, probably one around Thanksgiving, one around Christmas, and one around New Year's, as we try to, like, put a brakes on this, like, rolling train that is Evan and Caitlin.
Put a brakes on it, people.
Put a brakes on it so that we can, like, chill, recuperate.
Just want to chill a little bit for the holidays.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy couple months.
So just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up that we're going to reduce the frequency, but we'll be coming back in the new year. Today,
and we still have like a couple, like we're still doing them.
Yeah, but like, you know, not everyone listens to every podcast, so we'll probably give this heads up in like a few.
Oh yeah,
just in case.
Yeah. It just made it sound like we were taking off between now and the new year when you said we'll come back in the new year.
Oh yeah, yeah, and yeah, we're going to be making more podcasts in the meantime, but still. All right, so today, we're going to be giving our official gift guide.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing it not in a normal style.
No.
Because we are not normal people.
We're making a game out of it.
Basically, we got this idea because we listened to the Try Guys podcast. And at the end, one of their the podcast coordinator, his name is Miles. And he gives advice that will go for Miles with Miles Fonsignore. So we kind of picked up a little bit of the style from them, so we want to give credit where it's
due. Let's give an example.
Okay, go for it.
So in this segment, it's all just like this bogus, insane buildup for something that's kind of like mundane advice. And he makes it up on the spot, seemingly. I'm pretty sure he just makes it up on the spot.
I think that he comes up with it in advance.
Really? Some of it sounds like he's thinking of it.
Pure chaos.
Yeah. So it'll be like, and it's very, maybe this podcast will be really annoying if it's an entire podcast of us doing this voice, but it's like, do you want to have the skin of a tiny baby person? Do you want to smell like a million flowers? Do you want to meet your future spouse and immediately win them over?
Use
shampoo.
I was going to go moisturizer. Oh. But see, that actually like illustrates the game that we're going to do. We're going to do all of that lead up, and then the other person's going to guess what the heck item we're trying to hint at.
And the item is the gift.
Yeah, and I was guessing lotion.
Yeah, I didn't really know what. See, I was like, maybe it'll be like a bath bomb or something. And then, like, I don't know why shampoo popped into my head.
Yeah, shampoo is like,
it's just like the most basic.
But like skin like a baby's bottom?
Yeah, your head skin. I kind of lost the train there.
Yeah, your head skin.
Like smooth as a baby's bottom.
Yeah, but like your head skin? That's not a normal thing to think about. Your head skin. Your scalp.
Like I said, I was making up as I went, okay? Which is also what we're doing. We've not pre-prepared any of these clues.
Yeah.
These you know, and they can be kind of outrageous.
Yeah.
So we'll take turns. I think we have it broken down into like stocking stuffer type gifts and then like regular gifts.
So we have like stocking stuffers, like small, useful little things. Mm-hmm. And then we have
small enough to fit in a stocking.
Like useful life, normal, everyday stuff. And then we have stuff for the makers in your life.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that a lot of you are makers and you might know some makers. So that might be useful for you guys.
Yeah. So we have a mix of things.
Yeah. So how about I'll start? I'll give you the category. This is a maker related thing.
Okay.
Do you want to suck?
It's a shop vac.
Do you want to suck wherever you want to?
It's a portable shop vac.
Yes.
I wrote down the same one. It's the DeWalt one.
The DeWalt one.
The battery powered DeWalt one.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
We got that. Okay.
It's not just useful if you have a workshop. It is useful for all of
everywhere.
Life.
For those of you guys who don't know what a shop vac is and how it's different from a vacuum, what a shop vac does is there's a container and there's a blower that blows air out of that container and creates a negative vacuum in that container. And the great thing about that is the stuff that you're sucking into the container doesn't necessarily get spit out, and it doesn't necessarily touch the filter or the motor or anything like that. So what that means is, since it's creating a negative pressure chamber, you can suck up like wet things you can suck up, like
bigger things
you like it's just so much more versatile than a normal vacuum. And having a portable shop vac for use anywhere is amazing. I'll tell you, like, it's not just a maker tool,
not at all.
It's just like an amazing thing to have. And the DeWalt one that we have, I just looked it up, it's still one of the best rated ones out there.
I freaking love it. This podcast is not sponsored by anyone, by the way.
Yeah, no.
These are just like products that we have that we really enjoy.
Yeah. All right.
And we'll link to, like, because we don't want to get caught up in like, oh, it's the model number, blah, blah, blah. So we'll just link to everything in the show notes / video description.
Yeah. We'll probably link to a blog post that has everything written out with pictures and stuff.
Photos of stuff. Yeah. It'll be like organized and with pictures.
We'll also include a link in the show notes, but like go to the blog post. It'll be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My turn. Yes. Did you think of that beforehand?
Not really, but kind of.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, I probably should have gone down a less obvious route with that one. Because it's kind of like...
It was great.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Do you want to be more organized than Marie Kondo?
Label maker.
Yes.
Yes! That was on my list, too?
Gosh, no, we're the same person.
Keep on going.
Do you like tiny pieces of stickers with tiny letters on them?
Do you want to be an organizational god?
Then you need a label maker. Okay, but seriously, Evan got me our label maker. I don't even know what brand it is. Like years ago.
I looked it up. I found a better version of it. The newer version of like the same thing. Oh. He has even more better reviews. It has like the best reviews ever.
Oh my God. I freaking love our label maker. We label so many things.
I got it for her for a Christmas present. But and my family like kind of chuckled. And then I used it like the most first. But also that's part of my gift to Caitlin. I was like, this is for you. And it's also for me to get organized. For you,
we have all these tiny little drawers. Yeah. Like you might see them in the background of our videos that we keep like screws in and stuff like that. That way, you don't just have like the mismatched boxes of screws. That would be a good gift too. It's a little bit more expensive. The drawer sets.
Oh yeah, let's put it in there too.
We'll put it in there.
Yeah, it's so great. It's so great. Especially just, the combination.
Yeah, it's just this wall of lots of tiny drawers, and so Evan labeled every single one. Got it. It's so good.
It's so good. But like even in the closet that that was one of the projects we did probably about a year ago where we organized the closet in our office. I'm looking at it.
Everything's labeled.
There's so many drawers, and every single drawer, every single basket, everything has a label on it. And it's just a life-changing thing.
Well, I think especially like if you're a maker or if you're a crafter or even if you're like just really into art and you have a bunch of art supplies, like labeling your supplies and keeping track of all that stuff and being able, like when you can label things, that means you can put things in drawers and in boxes, which are easier to store on shelves and stack and things like that.
And once you have it, you start using it in new and different ways. You know, it's like we have a lavalier wireless system and I labeled which one was Caitlin's, which one was mine, which like, you know, like you can write notes to yourself for how to use things, reminders, so that when you pick that thing up, if you always forget to do something, you can just put a sticker label right on it.
A sticker on the computer that we use to record this podcast that says audio test, so that we do an audio test before we start recording.
Or like, and there's a bajillion things. Once you have a label maker, once you have the power to label.
Evan's got a strip of label, like a big label maker strip. I'm holding it up right now on his Yeti that just says Evan around the whole cup.
I just typed in Evan. I said print.
And you just didn't cut until the end.
It's so good. So
there's seriously labels all over our house.
A label maker.
I like how two for two, we've chosen the same products. Okay,
I'm going to do something. That
you think I wouldn't choose? Can you tell me? Are you going to tell me what category?
This is a stocking stuffer for makers.
I already know what it is.
No, don't let me. Let me do at least
the
like. Thing. Let me do at least
I won't
two,
guess
maybe
until the
three.
End. Okay.
Do you like screwing things?
Oh, this isn't what I thought.
Do you like tiny tools? Do you want the power to build things? Get.
Wait, can I guess? So you said power, which makes me think powered, but I was thinking it was a handheld one. Is it your little ratcheting?
My tiny ratcheting quarter inch bit drive.
Yeah.
It's so great. If you only have like, if you're building a really compact toolkit, which I have an obsession with, I love putting together.
Evan loves a go bag, like a tool go bag.
And I love putting together the most compact and versatile set of tools. It brings me joy. And this is a great instrument to have. Even if you have like everything else, you also need one of these because there will come a time in your making career where you need to reach in to a very tight space and turn a bolt. And you will need this very specific tool. It's very flat, it's very small, it's very compact, and it's great for like reaching that odd little screw that you need to unscrew.
Yeah.
And I've used it many, many, many times. I had one in my bag for the longest time until I tried to abuse it with a cheater and the ratcheting system broke. And so I just got another one. But yeah. That first one lasted me like 2 years of use. And it's just it's a very invaluable and very small addition to your maker kit.
That's a good one. Okay. I'm going to do something that like wouldn't be on your list.
All right. I'm curious to see what you think isn't on my list.
Do you want the face of a tiny baby's bottom?
I know exactly what it is. Do you want to resist the power of the sun? Do you want to be
the fairest of them all?
Get fancy Japanese
sunscreen. It is Japanese sunscreen. Okay. But it wasn't on your list, right? Even though you knew it?
I totally know. Like, this is a thing that, like...
This is a thing I recommend to literally everyone.
Anyone who will listen.
Anyone who will listen. I tell them the glories of Japanese sunscreen.
It totally makes sense. I have been converted. Guys...
Let me explain the differences.
Yeah, Caitlin can explain it from a point of expertise, and I'm going to explain it from a layperson's perspective.
Okay, what's a layperson's?
Sunscreen is gross.
Yeah.
And in general.
The sunscreen I'm recommending is specifically for faces, where you really don't want gross stuff on your face.
Yeah. It's thick. It's greasy. I just don't like putting on sunscreen in general. No, when I go to the beach,
you kind of have to.
You know, but like, there's a lot of reasons why you might want to put sunscreen on daily if you want to have a beautiful baby face your whole life. And Caitlin has a beautiful face. Not a baby face, but like, like her skin is really like healthy and everything. Thank and like, you. It's very... well established that the sun damages your face. So wearing sunscreen every day is better for your face than not.
You should do it, yeah.
And the sunscreen that Caitlin is talking about is super, it's like you're just rubbing water on your face and it's not like greasy or nasty or gross.
It's like a really very light, quickly absorbing face lotion that does not feel or smell like sunscreen.
Now,
Caitlin,
tell them about the differences between UVA and UVB.
This is my non-science. I'm not really a scientist.
Caitlin's podcast.
So I used to spend a lot of time on the subreddit called Skincare Addiction, and this is where I learned everything. But basically, there's like UVA, UVB, and UVC rays, and they do different things. And American sunscreens only, like the sunscreen rating system, which is like SPF, is measuring the protection against UVB.
Which rays. Damages your skin it's in like terms of like cancer.
Yeah.
It can lead to skin cancer.
Yeah. The way that like someone explained it that helps me remember is like UVB is like burning. UVA is aging. Like they have slightly different effects. I know, again, I'm not a scientist. Like, don't
wrinkles
call me
your
on
skin.
It. But but anyways, so SPF measures the UVB protection, and there's no measuring system in the U.S. for UVA. In other countries, like Japan, where the sunscreen is from, there's a PA system. So there's like PA plus, PA plus plus, PA plus plus plus, and PA plus 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 plus. There's four plus. It goes up to four pluses. So this is a PA plus 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 plus, and that is the highest you can get for like UVA protection. So it's just a much better sunscreen, and it just feels so much better. And I think like, you know, in the U.S., it's not as much now. Like people, I feel like aren't tanning as much. If they do, it's like fake tan. But people don't like prioritize staying like
pale.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah, everyone wants to be tan. But in other countries, a lot of people want to be fair. And so there's a lot more like marketing and like development money put into sunscreen. And so it's just better over from different places. Yeah. So even though this one's it's Japanese in origin, you can get it on Amazon Prime. The one I use is the Biore Watery Gel PA++++ SPF 50.
We'll save all the details for the blog post. Caitlin can step down from her.
I'm sorry. I just am very passionate about very the passionate. Sunscreen.
Basically, how about this? The sunscreen
will change your life.
Feels better and works better.
Yeah.
That's a good way to summarize it up.
Yeah. Everyone should be wearing sunscreen.
All right. I can't say that because I'd be a hypocrite.
I know.
But Caitlin's trying to convert me.
I'm always telling Evan to wear sunscreen.
Well, also, we just don't go out of the house much. We just kind of stay inside.
If you're driving to lunch,
yeah,
you should have it on.
Okay. Ready for a new one?
Yes.
Do you not want to die? Are cables ruining your life?
Oh, I think I know.
Do you want to be an organizational god?
I think you already used that specific line. Wait, let me guess. The Velcro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah, you can finish.
I'm going to look up the exact term. Reusable thin ties. Basically, it's like a dual-sided Velcro. And this is a great stocking stuffer. And you should get this for everyone. Get like a mega pack. And I think that it comes with like three stacks. The one that I'm going to link to, there's like three sacks. You can divide it up into three different stockings. Keep one for yourself. Just give two away. I don't know. But this is going to change your life. Every single one of our cables all around the house.
Everywhere.
Every single type has one of these thin ties attached to it, whether it's extended or wrapped up. And basically what you do is you just install this on every single cable. And when you wrap it up, you take that tie that's already on that cable. Zoop. And then you just organize it. And it's so amazing.
It's so much better than like twist ties. We used to use twist ties, but then you take it off and it gets lost. Yeah. Or like they get worn down and they snap.
So this is the best way to use it I found. Find the plug that plugs into the wall or like the whatever the cable plugs into, USB, and wrap it like a single wrap around the cable itself. And then when you bundle it up, then you take that excess and wrap it around the rest. And then that, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it has like one attachment point that where you can like loop it through itself and it will like attach to the cable, but then you wrap it around the excess cable.
Yeah, so that way when you undo the wrap, it's still attached. And then like if you want to, you can just wrap it up around that single pass for storage mode. And then when you wrap it up again, you can undo it and zoop. Your cable's organized again.
They're so good. We just recently like used up the last of our mega roll and had to buy more. It's
like our mega roll has lasted us 2 years of heavy expansion of cables. Like our podcast desk, all of our, like, we have three desks all organized with these cables. Our workshop is organized with these cables. I wouldn't say they're life-changing, but they're kind of life-changing.
I can see several just like from where I'm sitting now.
Yeah, I can see at least five.
That's a really good stocking stuffer.
Such a good stocking stuffer.
Okay.
What's yours?
Do you want to save the environment? Do you want to also still be able to use a straw because you like straws? Do you always want a cold beverage?
Get a Yeti
with a straw lid. They don't come with the straw lids like by default. Get the ones with the straw lid.
Life changing. It's like
I'm holding up two right now.
We visited. I'm not going to call anyone out, but we visited a maker friend who didn't know what Yetis were, and we were like, "Wait, what? I thought let's use a generic term, a dual wall insulated stainless steel vacuum cup."
One that you can get a straw lid with specifically.
Yeah, specifically with a straw lid.
Yeah, I think because like in Texas, everyone has them. Every single person in our family has, it may not be Yeti brand, but like a version of it that's like their cup. And that's like the one cup you use and everyone has their cup.
This is the cup I drink out of every single day of my life, pretty much. It's like I only have one cup.
And it's because, maybe it's because, like, in Texas, especially if you're taking it in the car with you, the Yetis are the only thing that, like, it can be 90 degrees outside.
And it's been in your car.
And you can leave it in the car for hours. And it will still have ice.
It's amazing. It'll be cold. It's amazing. So yeah. How it works is, it's stainless steel, and there's a, in the very bottom, there's a one-way valve that they pull a vacuum on. And that vacuum between these two thin stainless walls doesn't transmit heat because you need particles to bounce into each other to transfer that heat. So a vacuum is a really good insulator. And I just love stainless steel because, like, it's so durable. It's very easy to clean. And
I just specifically love the straws.
Yeah, it's so great.
I don't know. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But,
And it's oftentimes, I think, because, you know, environmentalism is taking root. People are
I bring them into restaurants.
We just bring our cups into restaurants.
I don't bring it into like sit down restaurants where they're going to bring you a glass cup, but something.
But if you're going to like a faster type food place or.
Yeah, if we're running to Chipotle or something, like I'm going to bring the cup and nobody cares because it's like, oh, they don't have to give you a water cup.
Yeah. And we don't waste their resources and we don't pollute. And
they're just awesome.
They're just better than anything else out there.
Yeah. And I thought everyone like. Have
I
know. Them.
I almost like didn't even. I thought of like recommending a dual wall vacuum insulated stainless steel cup, but I thought everyone had them, but I forgot that some people don't know it.
Yeah, I think two of our collabs because we bring the cups when we do collabs.
Oh yeah,
we bring the cups when we travel. We pack them in our bags, but I think two of our collabs, the people we were collabing with, like didn't have them and didn't use them, and we were like, what?
And we converted them.
We converted them. Yes. Yeti should sponsor us.
Do you... Wait, did I go last?
I did. No,
you,
I did you the Yeti.
Okay.
With a straw.
Do you want to be a wise sage? Do you want to be able to reverse engineer anything? Yeah. Do you want to know the length of things at any time?
Now I know what it is.
Get a...
Tiny measuring tape. That was on my list too. This is a great stocking stuffer.
Great stocking stuffer.
We have these little, are they 8 foot?
Now, I'd actually say just go to Lowe's.
Yeah.
Because like they're not the best for ordering online, honestly, because they're so small, they're so cheap that buying them online, they're actually more expensive. Just go to Lowe's and find the smallest measuring tape you can. 9 foot is good. 6 foot is fine. But just like really like the smallest measuring tape you can and get 6 of them.
Yeah.
Get them for like 3 for you, some for your stocking stuffers.
I think we have just, like 4 and they just float around the
they
house.
They just float around
we
and
grab
stuff.
Them. They're great to like throw in your purse or throw in your pocket if you're going somewhere.
If you're
going to
go shopping, if you're looking for like specific material.
Yeah, or,
like,
or if you're just like furniture shopping and you're like, oh, I have a space where I need like a 9-inch by 12-inch basket, you know, and you go to the store and you can just measure the baskets, you know?
Yeah. It's just, it's so good.
It's so good. Or like when we're around the house.
And honestly, even around the workshop, just keep it in your pocket while you're making and then use that because it's very rare you need a measuring tape longer than 9 feet.
Yeah. And they're so tiny. They weigh like nothing. And they're maybe like 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch little round discs.
Yeah. My favorite, I think, has a magnet in the center also.
Oh.
So you can slap it to stuff.
Oh.
We only had one of those and it's kind of. In the cat dimension right now, which means it's disappeared. But I'm like kicking myself that I didn't get like 8 of those.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize one had a magnet.
That was the very first one that we got. I loved it. It was so cool.
We'll find it eventually.
Yeah, we have the okay ones for now.
But they're still just so good though. I just love them.
They're so good.
I'll grab them over the big ones just because they're so lightweight.
Yeah,
and they come on keychains.
They're just
so, like,
accurate.
You could put it
on your backpack
like or something.
It's just like a metal piece of tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same thing. It's just lighter weight and tinier. Okay. That was on my list too. Great stocking stuffer.
Great stocking stuffer.
Okay. Do you want to live like a hermit? Are you tired of talking to the outside world? Are you also paranoid?
Get a video doorbell.
Close.
Oh, dang.
Get a Google Hub, our little screen.
Oh, but you need to pair it with a doorbell
and a video doorbell. I thought you could just pair it to a camera. It has to be paired to the doorbell.
Okay. Let me explain the background of this. The Google Hub is a Google smart hub thing.
It's like a tiny screen.
It's a tiny screen. It's like a smart thing. And you can connect it to a whole bunch of devices. You can control lights with it. You can control a whole bunch of different things. But how we have it hooked up is we have it hooked up to our doorbell. So when people come ring our doorbell, like we're in our office and they show up on the screen,
it automatically lights up and shows the doorbell camera when someone's at the front door.
So we don't have to go out there and acknowledge that we are home.
Exactly. Which, when you work from home and you're home all the time,
it's very great. And like you can send pre-recorded responses, so it's like a robot, so you don't have to show that you're there. Or you can answer it remotely. Let's say you're out at lunch and someone's ringing the doorbell, and
I'm pitching the hub specifically.
Oh, yeah, the hub specifically. Yeah.
It's just really great because, nice. Or sometimes we may not realize that, a package is here, but our little thing will light up, and we're like, oh, someone just dropped off a package.
Yeah.
So we'll go grab it.
The combination is pretty powerful.
I would say, if you're going to get a video doorbell, you should get the hub, too.
You should get the hub, too. And you should
especially if you work from home.
You should get a video doorbell that connects with a smart display in your house, too.
Yeah.
So we'll link to the specific combination that we have. You can do your research to see what ties into your smart home if you're building up your own. But the combo of those two is really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what I got. Do you want to feel powerful? Do you want ultimate flexibility?
You struggling a little bit with this?
Yeah, the third one. I want to do one more.
So power and flexibility.
And you also want to be an organizational god?
No, not again.
Get a...
Wait. Let me think. Power, flexibility.
Organization.
Organizational god.
Think about power in a very literal sense.
Like strength?
No. Like electricity.
Electricity power? Okay. So powerful. So it has something to do with...
Power. Electricity.
Yeah, with electricity.
Flexibility and organizational.
The flexibility is tying me.
Locational flexibility.
So it's when I think of electrical power and location flexibility, I think cordless. But I don't understand how that
ties into... It's corded.
It's corded?
Yeah. It is a cord.
What?
It is a cord.
It's an extension cord?
Yeah, kind of.
Is it the real ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought about putting those. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, get a retractable extension cord reel. They're so great.
We have two in the workshop.
And what you need the one that positions the cable as it goes in.
So it doesn't get tangled in there.
So it doesn't get tangled. So you just release it and it winds it left to right, back and forth properly. You really want that feature. You don't want one where it just gets sucked up into this void and it gets tangled. Mm-hmm. So you need to get the right one so that you don't get really frustrated with it. But basically what you do is you find an outlet in your garage, you plug this in, and then you can pull it out, use it to power whatever you need, and then you retract it back in. And I think that this is a great thing for anyone that has a garage.
Yeah, it doesn't just have to be if you're making stuff in the garage.
No, if you're blowing leaves in the front yard, if you're doing everyone needs power in their garage at some point for something. Mm-hmm. And just having an extension cord that goes in and out of a reel is so great.
It's
we have
so
two.
Nice.
I'm thinking we might need three.
Yeah.
one right behind us, Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't really want it in the backdrop though.
I was thinking maybe hide it in a cabinet.
In a cabinet.
So we open up the cabinet and pull it out.
No, but then you have an open cabinet in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that. It's got to be pretty. What if we put it above us?
What if we drill a hole in the bottom and it comes out that hole? And we put it... Anyway, we'll figure it out later. But it's great. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend it.
Now it makes sense, your clues. That one was kind of hard to guess.
Yeah.
I thought about putting that on my list.
I'm trying to make it a little bit harder.
Okay, I'm going to try to be more obscure too, because we've been getting them too easily.
We've been getting it too easy, yeah. We've really been sucking at giving clues. My first clue. Reference.
Do you want to be a fashion guru. Do you want to feel good about what your money is supporting?
Get a Team Trees t-shirt.
No.
Oh.
We already did a Team Trees podcast. Do you make things and sometimes fail and sometimes make again?
Buy our merch.
This podcast is brought to you by Evan and Caitlin merch.
Yeah, that's a pretty good transition, because when this is coming out, you should probably, if you want anything from our store, you should probably order soon.
Yeah, our stuff is print on demand. Yeah, we want to do a post about it, so I thought I'd bring it up in the podcast too. Because a lot of people will buy our merch as gifts, but when it's something like the holidays, the printing company we use, they don't just print stuff for us. It's like a big company, and everyone gets busy around the holidays, and it's all print on demand. So there's not like a stock. So if you want any merch before Christmas, you should order it as soon as possible.
And the reason we've touched on it a few times, the reason why we do print on demand for now is so that we can have a broad variety of design sizes and men's and female and kids
and different colors, bunch of different designs.
If we did it the more like, and honestly, would make a lot more money per t-shirt if we like just bought them in bulk and sold them.
But then we'd have to pick like one t-shirt, unisex, one color.
Yeah, and we want to try
the size we're at right now.
We can't choose a single design, and we want everyone to be able to get the shirt that they want and the size they want. So
yeah, so that means the printing's a little bit slower, and it means we make a lot less money. But I think it's the best for now. Maybe if we get bigger, it would make more sense to.
We'll figure out some other sort of solution, which is different. But anyways, for now, order far in advance so that you get it in time.
Yeah.
So you're not like printing out a picture of the shirt that you bought and giving them the picture.
I feel like we do that every Christmas. Even with like Amazon Prime stuff, we're like,
this didn't come in time, so here's a printout of what I bought you.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you in a month. Next time I see you.
That's like literally our family.
All right. My turn, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a kitchen god? Do you want to clean things really easily? Do you like multifunction tools? Get a...
Is it the set of silicone things? Is it the pressure cooker?
Oh, that'd be good one.
Well, the cleaning thing.
Get a silicone spoonula.
Okay, yeah. That's like the set of silicone tools. You said like a multi-purpose, so I thought you meant maybe like the set of them.
I was thinking like, because a spoonula is a spatula and a spoon. For those of you who don't know what a spoonula is, it's a spatula and a spoon.
I think this is one of the
two tools in one.
We try to not like just repeat all of our thing of the weeks.
We can't forget the spoonula.
But the spoonula is one.
Get it for your mom. Get it for yourself. Get it for your friend.
Anyone in your life that cooks, get it for them. And even if they don't cook, get it for them, and maybe they'll start cooking.
Yeah.
It's like...
And we have a whole set of tools that we like, but the spoonula...
The spoonula is the best.
Is the best. It's a life-changing tool if you cook a lot, because
it's like a spatula,
that's going to be the only tool you use for 90% of the meals.
Yeah.
We use it... anytime we cook, we're using the spoonula.
And the one that we always recommend to people that we use and have a few of, it's all, like a full silicone, like single injection molded body. So there's no like cracks and crevices for food to get in. It's all high temperature rated. So like it's not got the handles. It's going to melt if you rest it on the side of the pan.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
It lasts for a long, it has a long lifetime.
Yeah.
I love spoonula. Great invention.
Yeah.
So that's something like, if we do a gift guide next year, we'll probably
still put the spoonula on there. I'm pretty sure spoonula was on our like most, our last gift guide that we did.
It probably was in our last gift guide, and it was a thing of the week.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep messing with my mic. It won't stay.
Oh, whoa.
Here. It's super loose.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Now I just can't touch it. Okay. My turn?
Yeah.
Do you want to type with the proficiency of a Russian hacker?
Do you want your keyboard to withstand a nuclear blast?
No. You're wrong direction.
Oh.
Because we had done this thing of the week. Do you want to appreciate art in your everyday life?
Get
resin
keycaps. I thought you were going down the mechanical keyboard route.
I thought about it, but we did those as a thing of the week, and I was trying to avoid. I was trying to do something that... This is more of a, like, gifty thing.
Yeah, it is a gifty thing. So first off, you need a mechanical keyboard to take advantage of this.
You do. But if you have someone that would appreciate this, they probably already have a mechanical keyboard.
Yeah,
because it's true. Like a whole
There's a whole fandom. Rabbit hole you can fall down on.
I have one resin keycap that Evan got me for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Evan has one on the way that has not arrived yet. And we really like this specific artist.
Yeah.
But it's, like, these handmade... little resin creations in the shape of keys that you can swap with your mechanical keyboard keys, and they're just so beautiful. I have a little they're little, like, forest sprites from, you know, the Miyazaki films, and Evan's getting one that has, like, koi fish.
Yeah, it's like a work of art.
So pretty,
because, like,
and, like, they feel so nice on your fingers.
So many people sit in front of keyboards a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that having, like, a piece of art inside of your keyboard that is your keyboard,
especially with a keyboard that, like, lights up. Oh, it looks so cool. I'm looking at mine right now.
But, like, I think it's going to be, like, calming for me.
Yeah, it's,
like,
nice.
Whenever I look at my keyboard, I'm going to be like, oh, it's so pretty.
Look at those koi fish.
I know it's going to make me happy. So happy.
And they're kind of expensive.
They are expensive.
But it's also what is the artist you found that both of ours were from?
I got yours from an Etsy seller.
Oh, it's a different one. Okay.
Yeah. And mine is from, I think it's, like, My Jelly or Jelly Keys. Oh, yeah, Jelly Keys. Something like that.
So we can link to the shops. And so there's, like, different drops. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that's on sale constantly, because they'll make a batch.
Yeah,
and
so
then...
like 4 to 5 times a year, they'll announce what the design is. People can buy it. And then they'll make that design over the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, a long process.
But there might be some, like, that's for, like, the jelly keys.
Etsy, there are some that you can buy fairly quick.
Maybe they're pre-made. They have some pre-made.
They're pre-made, yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll link to the jelly keys that yours is coming from, and we can link to the Etsy shop that mine is from.
And we've said that we're going to make a video on making our own. Like,
yeah, we want to.
Like, half a year.
Yeah.
And we might one day.
But for now, I think it's a good gift. It's because it's definitely, like, a hashtag treat yourself kind of thing.
It's
like,
so treat yourself.
Because they are a little pricey.
Yeah.
Even though I think they're totally worth it, obviously, because we each have one. But I think it's a really, like, cool gift.
And I think it's so cool because even if someone has a mechanical keyboard and they have their own keycaps, it's fun to switch them out.
Yeah.
You know, and the most common keys to do are, like, spacebar, escape, enter, shift.
Yeah.
Control, alt.
Yeah, you don't typically... I don't really see it often for, like, letter keys because you want to see the letters.
Some people do WASD.
Oh, I could see that.
Or arrows. Get, like, special keys.
Yeah, and we can link to the mechanical keyboards we have. I think we've linked to them before, but just if you want to make it a full package.
Yeah.
Again, they're a little bit more expensive.
But. And we have, like, a slightly more economical mechanical keyboard.
We can link to both of them.
And then we have, like, the...
The fuller one.
Fuller one. Like, the one that, like... It's built like a tank, and it's very heavy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Are we going to... Oh, yeah. I was going to say, are we not going to do Thing of the Week? This whole thing's like Thing... But we
this
do
whole
have
thing,
some.
Yeah, we all... They're videos.
But they're video. Yeah. Or yeah. Mine's on Instagram. Anyways, we'll get to that later.
Do you like hugs?
Yes.
Do you always want to be wrapped in a cozy blanket?
Yeah.
Do your feet get cold?
Get fuzzy socks. Yes.
I'm wearing them right now.
I am too. Here's our feet for everyone watching the video.
I have links to these two sets.
Perfect.
I have a link to yours and I have a link to mine.
Mine are leopard print multicolor and Evan's are black.
Just
very
black.
Classy.
Now, I have a confession to make. I hate socks.
Evan hates socks.
I hate socks. I hate closed-toed shoes. I want to be a free child wearing flip-flops.
Or barefoot.
Or barefoot for my entire life. But the reality is, it gets cold in winter. And your feet have sucky circulation. Mm-hmm. You know? And your feet get cold. And there's a thing called fuzzy socks. And they're just like a magical thing. I don't know how I can fully explain it until you just wear it yourself. But socks compress my feet. I hate it. They're too tight. They bother me. They they make me a little bit angry. I'm a pretty happy guy, but
socks
like my
make you
my angry. Socks make me angry. And like I used to sometimes like I would legit when I had to go to work and I had to wear socks for 9 hours a day, or 10 or like for a long period of the day, I'd sometimes bring flip flops in the car with me.
Just to, like, so change out of your shoes.
As soon as I hopped in the car, I would take off those cursed socks. I'd be like, yes. And I'd drive home barefoot and then I'd put on flip flops to walk into the house.
Yeah.
That's how much I hate socks.
But
I love
socks.
Fuzzy socks.
Yeah.
For some reason, they are looser, but they're also softer. They're stretchier.
Yeah.
They're so cozy.
They're not as tight.
They're like a blanket that's giving your feet a hug.
Here's another confession. So most people wear fuzzy socks like just around the house. We'll wear them in our shoes.
Out and about. People have seen us wearing fuzzy socks.
Yeah, like you'll just wear them with your tennis shoes. I usually wear mine with my boots, but I've worn them with my tennis shoes. And I've worn them with my like flip-flop, my slides a lot.
They work as socks.
Yeah.
But they're just better. They look a little bit fuzzy. Especially if they're peeking up.
Black. Yeah. They're not too bad.
They're not too bad. But like fuzzy socks are better than regular socks in every single way.
Yeah, fuzzy socks are great. Great holiday gift, especially because it's...
Oh my gosh, yeah. And socks are a traditional holiday gift. And, oh my gosh, it's cold.
Yeah, it's perfect.
During Christmas.
It's perfect.
Upgrade someone's life, people.
PayPal. Are you a messy person?
Yes.
Do you like to express yourself with art, resin, wood stains, or other messy things?
Yes.
Do you like to roll away your troubles and never have to clean?
Get
silicone project mats.
You know, it's like we knew what it was. Like yeah. we synced up. We synced up. But
so these you guys have probably seen in basically every one of our videos.
Yeah, like 80%.
Yeah. We have these blue silicone project mats and we have like four of them and we just keep them in a roll in the cabinets behind us. And they're the best freaking things.
Just we use them
for
when
everything.
We're doing resin wood stains,
finish, painting,
anything,
everything.
They just protect your workbench.
And stuff like pops right off of them. And then like if they get too messy, you can like hose them down, or we've like poured extra resin on them.
You could pressure wash them.
You could probably pressure wash them. They're really tough.
Yeah.
We get questions about them a lot, and I always link, or I try to remember to always link to them in our like project thingy. But you can get the smaller ones, you can get on Amazon. The bigger ones, they're Rockler brand, so I think you have to get the bigger ones on their website. But
yeah, I wish they'd just put them on Amazon.
I know, but we can link to both.
Yeah.
Because they're both super awesome. And the big ones like interlock, so you can make it like super wide.
Yeah, if you are a crafter, if you are any sort of maker,
crafter,
I think they're
or
really
even
great.
Like if you have kids and your kids are doing projects and you want to like put a mat down, you don't have to use like the crunchy like placemats. I don't know if people still are tablecloths.
Yeah,
that's like I don't know if people still do that.
Yeah, just get
I just
your
remember
silicone.
Like all kid parties where there would just be like the crunchy reusable. Anyways.
Oh yeah.
yeah, silicone mats.
Do you want to use futuristic tech? Do you dislike holes in your body? Do you want to heal like you have regenerative powers? Get
HydroSeal
Band-Aids.
Oh, I was so lost until the end. I think you might have picked these before, but you've been using them lately after an accident.
I'm preaching them. I want to reach out to Band-Aid and see if they could sponsor
you
me or something.
You with these HydroSeal Band-Aids is like me with my sunscreen.
Yeah, it's like, guys, as a human being, you're at some point going to injure yourself. And when you do, you want to heal it as cleanly and as safely and as sanitarily as you can. Normal Band-Aids are open on the sides and you have to like slather that cream on there and like they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They're like you
they
have to
like
replace the
back.
Band-Aid like three times a day sometimes. And also whenever you shower, they get messed up. Whenever you're doing anything in the workshop, they get messed up. Like normal Band-Aids.
They kind of suck. Yeah.
I gotta say, like normal stick-on bandages.
Yeah,
sticky. Because Band-Aid is a brand.
Well, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean, yeah. This HydroSeal is amazing. It's like a artificial skin you put on over your skin. It keeps out all the bad bacteria. Your skin does its own healing process magic. You can take showers in them. They last days.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they're meant for to last for multiple days.
Me as like a maker in the workshop all the time, doing painting, doing all that stuff. Like it'll last on my hand like days, like showering every night. It's ridiculous how good these things are.
They're fully sealed around the whole thing. You don't have to put like antibacterial cream.
And I think one of the best things about them is they don't bother your hand when you try to
move them. They're much more
flexible. They're cushioned. There's a lot of different great aspects to them. And it totally feels like you're using some futuristic tech.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend them. Well, because also...
It might be kind of a weird present.
I don't know. Like, honestly...
Do you want some for Christmas?
If I had a maker in my life that I knew didn't have these Band-Aids, I'd get it for them.
That's true. I think especially for like a maker.
Yeah, especially if it's a maker. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because like it's so much better. It's like things I want for Christmas presents are like thoughtful gifts from other people who know me, who know what I want, that know things that I might not know.
Evan wants Band-Aids.
If I didn't know about these Band-Aids and I got these Band-Aids and I used them, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that person who got me this, so thoughtful.
Made my life better.
They knew exactly what I wanted, and I didn't even know this. I wanted that. And I think those are kind of like the gifts that like show that someone really thinks and cares.
That's true.
You know?
And it's so, like when your brother and sister-in-law got us the Instant Pot.
Yeah. Like that changed our lives. It's like, oh, get us
we should put that on our list too. On our gift guide list.
Do you
like being under pressure?
Do you like cheating at life?
Get an Instant Pot.
I mean, I know that everyone's saying get an Instant Pot. That's like a very common, like...
I know. They're so good, though.
They're so good. Now, basically, it's a way to cook things under pressure. It's really automatic. It's really foolproof.
It's like slow cooking, but way faster.
And it's much safer
than the old pressure cookers.
Yeah.
Like, it all has auto everything.
Because as busy people, I think the most efficient thing for us to do is cook a big pot of delicious things... Mm-hmm. That's like very wet, like it has a lot of moisture in it. We eat it once or twice and then we freeze it in individually. So we like make note of
life
how much
hacks.
With Evan and Caitlin.
Yeah.
we make note of how much we ate each time we ate it, and then we put that exact amount into freezer bags and we store it, and then we do another recipe, all like in this pressure cooker. And then we were like, you know, I'm just a little bit like, I want to eat something home cooked and fresh, but I don't want to like cook it from scratch. Let's open up the freezer drawer.
We have, you know, frozen stew
or like frozen sauce.
Yeah, we do pasta sauces.
Yeah, yeah.
Pasta sauces, soup, stews, chilies. We do curry. We do like chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, tons of different varieties.
Saucy. A lot of taco fillings. Like we've done like barbacoa.
Yeah, like shredded meats. Or you could go vegetarian with like bean dishes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, we have a really good bean.
Like it's just so useful.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't have time in life to like cook elaborate things, this lets you like cook fancy things, but a lot faster and a lot easier. Cause you just kind of chop it all up, toss it in, press a button, bingo, dinner's done.
Yeah.
All right. Should we move on to thing of the week?
I think thing of the week, I think we both have some additional items on our list, but since we're getting tight on time, we'll include them in the blog post.
In the blog post.
Go to for some additional
evanandcaitlin.com and it'll be there.
It'll be the podcast number 046 post.
Yeah. Or it's in the link in the description.
In the description.
All right. Thing of the week. My thing of the week is Making Perfect, which is a Bon Appetit series. It's season 2, the Thanksgiving season. I said that in a weird way, like a weird order. But basically, Bon Appetit, for those of you who aren't familiar, it's a magazine, but they also have a YouTube channel.
So good.
We're a really big fan of how a corporate a company like that is approaching YouTube in general. They give their awesome. Their on-screen personalities a lot of space, and they give their creative teams a lot of flexibility to make fun content that's like really genuine in the moment, and it's really great. But anyways, in their Making Perfect season, they take a meal, they take a dish, and they explore all of the different options. So for example, Thanksgiving season 2, which is the thing we're talking about, episode 1 is turkey. So they're like, okay, what's the best way to cook a turkey? Is it to
do you roast it? Do you smoke it? Do you fry it?
What's the best type of marinade? Or, you know, what's the type of best type of seasonings to put on it? What's the best, like everything, every aspect of a turkey, how to cook it? Did you cook it whole or in parts? All of that, they test it all out in a very methodical way to get the air quote best version of that dish.
And every episode / like food type that they're figuring out is different people from the team. So it might be one person, it might be like a pair of people on that particular item, and then they bring it all together at the end and like share with each other.
I'm really excited to see what the mashed potatoes turn out like.
I know.
I wonder if they're going to do potatoes or mashed potatoes, because if they're like, well, they need a potato dish and they compare like mashed potatoes to other types of potatoes, what if mashed potatoes doesn't win and they're wrong? And I don't know what to do.
We'll just have to wait and see. It's already out. We just haven't watched all of it yet.
So I'm excited.
Okay. And my thing of the week, it is, I mean, we follow them on Instagram, but they might have other stuff too. Like,
I'm sure they have a website.
But it's Katana Comics. I'm saying that right. I'm not like missing a syllable. Yeah. Katana Comics. So it's this Instagram account, and I think it's the girl, and yeah, it's the girl in the relationship that is the artist. And it's just these cute little like comic illustrations of moments of their life.
And you could basically replace them with us.
Yeah, you could basically replace them with us. Like, and I'm sure that's why they're so popular, because people like see themselves in the comics, but it's just really cute little things. Are you pulling?
I just pulled one up. I just can't like avoid clicking on it, because I just want to see what.
I know.
I'm like, oh, I missed that one. I want to read that one. It's so cute.
Yeah. She's Katana Comics on Instagram. Katana with a K, with a C.
It's just like, you know, sometimes like the world is a scary place and bad things might happen, and you just need a little dose of wholesome happiness in your life, and you're just scrolling through Instagram and you see one of their comics and you're like, oh,
yeah,
that makes me happy.
They're just super cute. Like there's, so I'll pull up the latest one, and it's, you see her kind of like sneaking up on him. She's kind of giving him a hug, and then she's like hopping up on his back, and then she's like fully just latched herself onto his back. He's on her phone. He's on his phone, and she's just like, hi. And I'm like, oh, I do that to you. I just like jump on you. But it's just super cute. Very wholesome.
Yeah.
Katana Comics.
It's a little dose of happiness in your life. Yeah.
I love it when there's a new one that pops up in our feed. I'm like, whoa.
All right, and thus concludes the official gift guide, or unofficial gift guide,
official gift guide
of 2019.
Yes.
All right, well, I know that this was a little bit different, but it's fun to keep on experimenting with different types of formats for the podcast.
Let us know if you guys like this, because we could always do random episodes that are just things that we like.
Fine, we've gotten requests to do like our favorite.
But we could do an episode that's
movies,
like
movies, TV shows.
Yeah, like it doesn't have books to be things you buy.
Yeah, like our favorite books from
life. That would be
life.
Hard to guess though, because like we read different books. How would I guess yours?
We could come up with a different format for the game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For, yeah, I know. Yeah.
You could say a title, and I would.
Oh, come up. Like I say the title, and you like describe what it is in your head, and I'll correct you. And then you'll say a title, I'll describe what I think it is, and then you can correct me.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm out of words.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate good ratings and reviews. We appreciate it if you're watching on YouTube, if you like this video.
Sharing our podcast around, I think that might be one of the best ways to help out. Yeah,
because there's still a lot of people that even that watch the main videos that don't know we have a podcast.
Even though we like pin it in every single video.
I know. But so we appreciate you guys for listening, and have a good Thanksgiving if you celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.